Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to part 2 of Private Parts. Here with Lucy Watson. What? You've kept your surname?
Yes.
I know. I'm just checking.
Yes, I have kept my surname.
Okay, but you're married. It's cool.
I know.
It's modern. I like that.
Yep. It's 2022.
Boss, motherfucking.
2022.
Is that right? Yeah, 2022. What? Okay, I want to ask a question. What does happiness mean to you? Shut up. I'm asking a good question.
What the fuck?
I'm asking a good question. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to you? Listen, because I'm going to say this. You are married to a very good looking man, a very charming, a very lovely man. You have a great family. Mm-hmm. You have great friends. From what I can see, you've got your health, you've got your beauty, you've got all these things going on. And so that was the one that ticked you the most.
That was the one.
Yeah. You were like, get through them. There it is. Hey, what's up?
There it is. So, you know, if your name was in a barrel of people, you would grab it back. You're very lucky in that area. So my question is, what is happiness to you?
My question is, why are you so sad?
Happiness to me, I don't know. I guess it is just... What is happiness? It's feeling happy.
Nailed it. Right, next segment.
No, but like, box I guess, up. Yeah, my friends, my family, like I'm very picky about who I have in my life, and the people that are in my life are people that you know, make me happy or bring me happiness. Yeah. And, you know, my animals. I know you're questioning whether to get one, but...
How many animals do you have now?
3. A cat and 2 dogs.
A cat and 2 dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes. And they are my life. And I like to think that I'm not a very selfish person. So that's why I feel like it was a decision for me. James didn't get a choice. It's kind of like you and Sophie.
Yeah, I did no choice.
James didn't get a choice.
How does James handle it? James
selfish? He's the most amazing with them. Like, he is honestly the most caring, like loving person. Like, he just is obsessed with them.
Really?
More than me. He does more for them than I do.
It's funny talking to James because James is on Made in Chelsea as well. James Dunmore. Looks a lot like, he reminds me a lot of, who's Superman?
Really?
Yeah, he does. He looks like Superman.
I don't think he's hot, that guy.
Well, then you don't think your husband's hot?
Yeah.
They don't look anything alike.
Are you joking? The jawline and hair and everything.
I just don't.
So who does James look like?
But the thing is, when we were in Malta recently, these guys came over and they genuinely thought that he was Superman.
Okay.
And then they went back to bring our food. We had like 4 people deliver our food. On one plate, because they were all like standing there, like looking at him.
And then what happened?
That was the end.
Asking him to burn a hole through with his eyes.
Yeah.
Do it. That's the end story.
Where's your cake, douchebag?
I think that is, you know.
No, but what I was saying is, so James is.
Should we talk about the last name thing then? Because I felt some judgment there.
No, there's no judgment, but I'm gonna go on to that.
Yeah.
But my thing was that you left the show for James, pretty much for that
one
relationship.
One of the reasons. Yeah.
Heavy reason, right?
It was a reason. It was a big reason.
Yeah, a big reason for me leaving the show was Sophie.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. And so
we're growing up.
I know we're growing up massively. So who did you leave for?
Boris Johnson. Actually, that was the last straw.
But you got married what year?
Last year, so 2021.
2021. And yeah, talk about the name thing. So you didn't take Dunmore?
No.
You kept Watson?
Yeah, I love Watson. Talk to me. I just think it's just so crazy to me. I like to see men and women as equal. That is what feminism is, right?
I agree.
No, it is. It's okay, seeing men and women as equals.
Totally, yeah.
And I think when men and women get married and the automatic expectation that then falls upon a woman to change her name to the man's name because she is a woman, that is the only reason. And because obviously it's been done traditionally, is just wrong. I just feel like it needs to change. It needs to be a conversation that you have between you. Like, if you want to change your name, fine, like, do it. But it shouldn't be expected of you anymore, I don't think. I think it should just be up for discussion. You know, if you want to keep your name, that shouldn't be judged. Like, some men will be super, super offended and pissed off if their wife to be doesn't take their name. Why?
I couldn't care.
Why
I
the couldn't fuck does care that change either. Your
I really couldn't care. What do you do with your kids?
Yeah, that's the thing. The kids is the tricky thing.
But also, you know what it is? Can I just say this?
Yeah.
It stems back, because I had to obviously research this because people were talking about it to me on Instagram. The whole thing stems back to when men actually used to own their wives, and that's where it started, and it has continued now. And we're in such a, you know, it's the modern day. Like, we don't need to look at women as possessions. And it may not mean that for you. For some women it means, oh, I love my husband so much, so I want to take his name because that's, I want to be like his name, that's what I want. And I have no judgment for that. But what I don't like is when women get judged for not.
I agree with you, man. Hoorah to you. No, I agree with you. I think I couldn't give a flying shit if Sophie wanted to keep her name or whatever she wants to. It's her life, her body, her name. Do everything you want.
Yeah.
100%.
Love that.
But when you do get married, though, then, because I'm obviously in this process now, getting married. Contractually, how does it, because basically getting married is like a contract.
Yes.
In a sense,
it is,
right?
A contract. It's totally. You actually have to sign a contract.
Yeah, so how does that work?
That part of it is very unromantic, I have to say.
Yeah.
And it does make you think, like, wow, this is fucking weird.
I actually find the concept of marriage quite bizarre.
I actually do as well. And it took really me a while odd. To come around to it, because I genuinely was like, I don't need a fucking contract to tell someone I love them.
I think the union is amazing, but I think the whole legality and just like the structure of marriage is weird.
Yeah, I think the overwhelming thing for me was the commitment of it that I loved. That's what I love about it. And like that kind of romantic fairy tale side of it that I just love from like watching Disney growing up.
I'm with you.
I think that should exist anyway. And I think one of the reasons that so many marriages go wrong is because that might have existed, but then as soon as you frame it in this like legal binding contract, people start to go, well, fuck, this is what I have to do this. You can't cheat. And I think that ends up pushing people to do bad shit.
Yeah. Like, but I'm going to counter that though, because I sort of thought about that before. And then I spoke to someone who said this thing, and he didn't get married to his partner for ages. And then he got married. And I said, well, why do you decide to get married? He said, well, she's always wanted to get married. And I went, okay, cool. But you didn't want to. So why do you want to do it? And he said, well, if I go away, we've been together 10 years or whatever it is, and I cheat and I break this relationship up, I work, she doesn't work, she's looked after the kids, all these different things. She's done everything she can to help this family grow. Yeah, I've done the financial side. I could then walk away with everything. If I wanted, because technically we don't have this contract between us.
No, we couldn't. Oh,
well, yeah, you can if you're not. Oh, yeah,
I mean that's just kind of boiling down to whether you're a good or bad person.
Because I agree.
So you had that contract, and you didn't have that contract, and you cheated and you fucked up the relationship. As a guy, I would probably be like, well, I should probably sort her out.
I should probably give her a house.
I agree with you,
but a lot of people probably wouldn't do that.
I don't know, whatever happens with the thing. But he sort of said, for me, it made me feel that she was much more comfortable. That she felt that we are now a team together, that what we're doing is both sides, we're both working the same size. Yes, she's not working because she's bringing up the kids, she's a stay-at-home mum, which, Jesus, freaking good on you. That's one of the hardest things in the world to do. And he's doing that. And I went, that's kind of fair. I feel like that's kind of a good thing. So when you're signing that contract, it's unromantic and whatever it is, but at the same time, you're signing your life together for good reasons, I think.
Definitely. And you know, what you're saying is to your partner, what he's saying is there are consequences if I break this bond, and I will have to suffer those consequences, because if it boils down to a divorce and you're seen as the one to be cheating, like, it's going to go in the woman's favor in court, obviously.
Have you ever cheated before?
Oh my God, you always ask me this.
When do I ever ask you this?
Yes.
Ooh,
okay. Yeah.
Yes, I have.
You're so happy about that.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yes,
who
I have.
Who did you cheat on?
I cheated on my first boyfriend.
Shit, he's gonna be watching.
He knows.
He knows. How did he you knows. Tell him?
He knows it was his brother.
How did I tell him? Yeah. I actually used it as leverage to find out what? Who he cheated on me with.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Because I knew that he had. People were telling me, but he just wouldn't. He was kind of, no offense, but like you with the whole lying thing, he was gonna take it to the grave. And like everyone was telling me, and I was like, he is never gonna fucking tell me this. And then I used it as leverage.
So you then went away and cheated? Oh my. Business,
I didn't actually go anywhere. I stayed in my house and cheated. But yes, I did.
You stayed at your house and cheated.
They came to me.
A little bit incestuous.
They came to you.
I didn't have to go anywhere. But anyway,
it was
my dad. Point is
a prostitute. It's a cool boy.
You really want to know.
Fucking hell. But yes, and it worked.
It did.
I was, you know, asking and asking and asking. I've never done that. I would never do that to you. And then I was like, well, I've done it. So,
oh my God.
I'll tell you who with if you fucking own up to your shit. It just came out floods.
Oh, did it really?
Yes, immediately.
He said it straight away.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
The panic and the tears just arrived immediately at the thought that I could possibly do such a thing.
That is so strange that you knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
What do you think your superpower is? Everyone has a superpower. What do you think your superpower is?
Finding weaknesses in people.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes.
Quite scary.
Yeah.
Explain that.
I can see a weakness in someone from meeting them.
Get out of here.
A few minutes. Yeah.
Give it. Okay, come on. Give it over.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm hard-skinned. I can take anything
no,
you want.
No, I don't think you're that hard-skinned.
Oh, my God. Are you joking? I can take anything. Go on, give it to me.
No, Jamie, I can't.
Oh, what? You can't just say a superpower and then not give it to
because
me.
Because I know it's almost like an evil power. It's almost like...
Do you think it is?
Not, yeah. It's quite bad. It can be very manipulative, I think, if you use it too.
That's the strongest power. Because someone asked me once what the greatest power is. It's the power of persuasion, which is manipulation.
I think I have that.
Wow.
Yeah, I do. What's yours?
Mine's not that. What is my superpower? I think my superpower...
Yours is, Jamie.
No, not persuasion. Yeah, I can do that. But no, mine's not. I think I'm pretty good at... I'm pretty good at communication. I would say in most scenarios, I can communicate pretty well. I would say that, something along those lines.
Are there any in the Marvel world that are narcissists? I can't remember. Is any whose superpower is just like...
I'm not a narcissist. I know you think I'm not a narcissist at all. I'm too self-conscious.
You're actually not a narcissist.
No ways. I'm the opposite. I'm too concerned and people-pleasing to be a narcissist.
Yeah.
Millie, what's your superpower?
Being blissfully unaware.
Yeah. It is actually.
No. I'm not blissfully unaware. I think
you have super intelligence, don't you?
Misconception. Sorry. I'll take it.
No, I swear you're like super intelligent. I swear I've had conversations with you before and I've been like quite surprised by how intelligent you are.
There we go.
Wait, hang on.
You know a lot.
And you can spot weakness.
Yeah, I know.
You know a lot, right?
I know some things. Super intelligent.
You know some things.
It's so funny. That it's so interesting. You think you can spot weaknesses.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Okay. Wow.
What is James's weakness, your husband?
I'm not going to talk about James's weakness.
Why not? I think it's interesting. What is it? Weakness then? Come on, what's your weakness?
What's my weakness? Probably my compassion.
Oh, well, you think
like
that's
my
too vulnerable?
And my weakness at times. It just causes me a lot of emotional stress, I think, because I've had so much compassion for others.
Really?
Mainly animals.
It's so funny because, again, going back to our original conversation about May and Chelsea, people perceive you as someone who didn't have compassion.
I know.
But you do. You're the total opposite.
It's overwhelming. And it's something I've learned to control because I think there's so much evil in the world that if you like allow it to enter your brain too much, it can be,
take
you down, really take you down. And I try to...
You have to pick your battles,
numb it.
Right? You can't take on the whole fight.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But that's... Because Mitt, you have that as well. You have a lot of compassion. And Mitt then can get caught up in it quite a lot. He can get annoyed by things and things. And if he reads too much news, he gets consumed by it. And I think a lot of people as well would have that. But you can push that apart for some reason.
I actually could see that from you.
The fuck, where am I in this conversation?
No, you...
What?
You...
What?
You are quite selfish.
Yeah, I am selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that we're going to stop there? All right.
Yeah.
It's been a good podcast.
All right, everybody. That's
about
it. But
I do think you have compassion. Like,
I have huge compassion.
The way you are with your sister, I always remember that. You were so like caring and
yeah.
like worried. You worry a lot.
Yeah, a huge amount.
Yeah.
And I worry about people close to me in lots of ways. And sometimes I forget to share it, but then when it comes push comes shove, I'll be there 100%.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
But you can be flaky as fuck.
Fuck.
But when it comes down to it.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm flaky with things that I don't think mean it, but then when it comes to meaning it, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Which is true. And I've worked. That's my weakness is my flakiness. But my flakiness would come from people pleasing. Worst thing in the world.
Mm.
I would try and please everyone in the
circle. You tell everyone you're going to see them on Friday.
Yeah. And see
and then
one.
You pick the best.
Yeah, pick the best option.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's a really awful trait.
Do you still do that?
Yeah, I occasionally can do it. Nowhere near as bad. And then I call myself out on it.
Though. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, which is really bad. Midi, come on, give me yours. Therapy session. What do you do that's bad, do you think?
I'm quite good at... I'll come up with loads of things that I get really passionate about and then I won't necessarily follow through with them.
Right.
That's something that happens.
Do you think that's fear of like failure?
Fear of failure, but also just getting... overexcited by the next thing that comes along.
Yeah.
But fear of failure is definitely in there. I think it's that like, shit, if I like, cause I'll believe in that so much. And then I'm like, right, I actually have to really put myself out there.
Mm-hmm,
now.
Mm-hmm.
And then doing that is quite a scary.
And there's a big chance it will fail
prospect,
as well.
Prospect, exactly.
That's a lot of
how long have you been with James for?
Nearly 8 years.
How do you keep the spark alive?
I don't fucking know.
two dogs, one cat.
Don't ask me.
Role play come into
it's
it.
So
role
hard.
Play must come into it.
It's so no, it's so hard. I feel like
is that
people
the lumberjack?
That say they've been together. Yeah. People that say they've been together for 8 years and their sex life is like on fire and as it was like the first time you met. I think they're lying.
Of course, 100%. And if they're not good on you, 100%. But no, it's
I mean, it's exhausting. Like it is.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think we are very obviously very comfortable with each other. We know each other inside out. We have been together for a very long time, and like. But we sleep in bed with our dogs. So it's not the most sexy environment. I'd say trips are like the best for that kind of thing. Mm. Like just having like a weekend away or, you know.
By yourself. You could get a Malta.
Just hey, me and my own.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well... HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But I agree with you, those are the romantic times, I think.
Freshening up the everyday norm, because the everyday norm can become quite like...
Yeah. And relationships are hard.
Routine.
Oh, yeah.
Relationships
well,
are hard.
They shouldn't be that hard, Jamie.
No, sorry. Let me rephrase that. People think the relationships are the Disney movie that they see.
Yes.
They go into the distance, everything happy and glory. It's not. It's two strangers coming together that you have to understand each other. And each day is a different day. And each day you learn new things about one another. And you have to adapt. And adapting is the most important thing.
Yes.
You know, and what you love and want, I'm not a fan of getting a dog and things like that. Sophie, she wants one. Of course, you have to do it. You do things for each other.
Yes.
And I think that is key when it comes to relationships.
You're very right there. And I think that Disney sets us all up for failure because we grow up watching like these fairy tales of love and romance and whatever that just doesn't exist. I'm sorry, it doesn't exist. Mm. It doesn't exist. As happy as I am in my relationship, I would not compare it to like a Disney fairy tale any day. But I think also it takes years to unlearn that because for me, for years, I had my expectations were like,
that's great.
Here. And I was literally like, why is he not buying me flowers every fucking day? Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, just things like that that are just so unrealistic. And I had to unlearn it and also realize that a relationship, no one's perfect. You have to compromise and you have to find out what each other's like flaws are and make sure your flaws complement each other, I think.
When you talk about unlearning something, that language is like therapy language. Have you had therapy?
No.
That's what it's a psychologist.
Oh no, I've had like 3 sessions. In my life.
anything you want to cry about?
yeah. Well, right now.
It's interesting that you've because the, what someone would say in therapy is that you have to unlearn stuff,
mm-hmm.
and you typically wouldn't know that unless you sort of been to therapy, really, because it's quite hard to realize you have to unlearn something.
I'm quite obsessed with self improvement.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I always think that there's ways to improve and totally. Like evolve. So
and being self-aware.
I think that's great.
I love that.
I like what you're saying about this, like comparing ourselves to romantic novels or movies, right? It's like, because you're looking up here
mm-hmm.
and then suddenly you look at your actual existence and what you're in and it can seem like a bit shit. But actually, if you didn't know that and you hadn't seen that kind of falsity that had been like made, the thing you're in is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like you've been sold like
it's
kind of
so
a,
true.
Like a false
It's
mirage.
So true. And also like it took me a long time to realize that I wasn't perfect. As well, like going into
You've
it,
realized
I
realized that.
I like yesterday. Did you realize that? Like on the way here. Yeah, literally on the way here.
I remember going into our relationship being like, he's so fucking lucky to like be with me. And like,
that's amazing mentality.
When is he gonna, you know, start like, I don't know, just thinking that I was just so perfect and then realizing, fuck, I'm actually just not, you know, no one is. Like everyone has flaws and being self-aware, like you said, is one of the best things you can do for a relationship as well.
Are you insecure?
I think everyone has insecurities. I don't think I'm the most insecure person in the world. Like,
do you have a healthy balance, right?
I'm quite confident.
Yeah, which is good.
But I would definitely, I don't look at myself in the mirror and be like, you are perfect. Like, I look at myself and I'm like, yeah, I could do better. They could do better, whatever. Like,
yeah, but it's good though, right? Because you also come from divorced parents and things like
we
that.
We all do, right?
We all do, yeah.
Yeah.
And
fucked from the start.
That fairy tale didn't end well.
Yeah, but you have all the ingredients potentially to be insecure, abandonment, whatever, all these things that come into divorce, but you don't have that.
I definitely have trust issues.
Yeah.
And that's not just with men, that's with people in general. And I'm definitely a little bit more pessimistic when it comes to stuff like that. But I'd say that's why, you know, I was together with James for like 5 years before we actually got engaged and then married, I think, after 6 years.
I do remember you had like an inherent pessimism in you, which actually served you really well in the show because 9 times out of 10, the guy had been a douchebag or like the girl was being a bitch and you're like, yeah, you are lying.
Yeah, like, it's true.
It did work.
But that's not actually normal life. And I've had to, again, unlearn that. Yeah. And I positive thinking and outlook is one of the healthiest.
Say it all the time.
It's all vibration, baby.
I say it all the time.
Like, how awful is it when you're hanging out with a negative person and they are just negative, and it drains your soul and you realize that it's actually just the words that they're speaking can have such an effect on someone.
Change the mindset.
Yeah.
I agree. I always think, look, you could think that way, but actually swap around your head and think the other day. Most people think, God, tomorrow. But actually if you go, yes, tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's a much better way to, even if you don't feel it, push it out there. Easier said than done, but I totally agree
with you. I sometimes just put a smile on my face, even if I'm not. Yeah, it feels fucking really creepy.
That's cute.
But weirdly, there's science behind it, because when that stimulates your
brain.
Really, but it
does
actually help sometimes.
Yeah, I love that.
Lucy, you also, you have so much going on at the moment. Mm-hmm. All the stuff that's going on, give it to us.
Okay, so.
I saw you headlining some.
Oh, the vegan festival. Yeah,
yeah,
I did that.
That
was in summer. That was amazing.
Was it?
I was actually really nervous for that because
really?
It was talking
what
on a stage.
Guitar.
Yep.
Piano.
Singing, actually. No.
I think you'd back yourself to sing. You'd back yourself to act on stage.
Back in the day, I would have, when I believed I was perfect. I would have. These days, maybe not.
Absolutely.
Your acting back in the day was phenomenal.
I'm fucking good at acting.
Yeah,
can I just see, when I see your little fucking clips come up of you talking to big time Hollywood actors. Yeah. I'm literally so jealous. I'm like, how is this his life?
Yeah, Brad Pitt, motherfuckers.
Fucking hell. Yeah, legend. So jealous.
Yeah.
Just a lot like home life. We've just bought a project that we're going to renovate and we're going to completely change everything, although we've hit some setbacks. So hopefully that'll be okay. Going to do the manipulative art of persuasion. I think,
okay, you're
going to
find the weakness. Okay, here
we go. Got to find the weakness. And then work-wise, I've got my two businesses. So yeah, Savasso, which is jewelry. And then I've got my underwear business, Renew, which I'm working on.
It's amazing, man. And that's all on social media. We can all find it there, can't we?
Yeah.
And it's all sustainable. It's all ethical. That's insane.
Yeah. Those are my babies.
Freaking love that.
Do you reckon you'd ever go back into like TV or like I would love to.
But I'm super picky. So things have definitely come my way that I'm like, I could do this and I would be on TV, but I don't know if it's necessarily a step forward or a step back.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, you probably find this, I don't know what you do actually nowadays. Do you on TV much?
I do quite a lot. I do a lot of TV, but
he's wounded to hear that.
Do you do? Sorry.
He's tireless. What do you do? He's on it all fucking week.
I do a lot of TV.
I don't host anything at the moment. Just trying to show yesterday.
What TV do you do?
I do a lot of comedy shows.
Okay, see, I don't watch those.
Yeah, you won't watch those.
Yeah.
But I did a dance show last year that I hosted.
You did Strictly?
I did Strictly. I did that one.
That's pretty cool.
Did Strictly, then I hosted a show called I Like the Way You Move, if you saw that, dating dance show.
What do you think about the Strictly, like...
curse?
Yeah, is that...
I had sex with my...
it's not a curse. It worked out quite well, actually.
Has Strictly come a calling or The Jungle?
No, they haven't. The Jump.
The Jungle?
Oh, The Jungle. I think that did come up in conversation a while back, but I wouldn't ever do The Jungle because of the animal exploitation.
The animal. I just saw today there's not that the odds, betting odds for next year's contestants.
Are you one of them?
The favourite to be in next
Shut
year.
Shut up. Would you do it?
I don't know.
Yes, you would, Jamie. Oh, of course you'd fucking business.
Matt Hancock can do it.
Yeah. Lucy, also, what I vibe for you for today. Listen, can I just say, because they would come to the end of this now.
Mm-hmm.
I like this bookends he does at the end. It's going to be feel good.
Firstly, Lucy Watson's had her retainers in the entire time. We vibe that.
Yes, my Invisalign.
Self-improvement, baby.
Self-improvement.
I'm seriously nearly done. I can't wait. Have you guys done it?
No.
I thought you meant with the podcast.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Also, just what I love about life, and this is true, and I'm just saying this on the podcast, is we haven't hung out with each other like that much, but we see each other exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that about life. I remember Mum used to say that with friends and people in your life, sometimes you don't see them as much. When you see them, you pick up where you left off. If it's good, if you haven't burnt bridges. And we definitely haven't. And so it's just a real vibe. Nice. It's so great.
So
to
much
see.
To catch up on as well.
It's, yeah. It's, we could keep going for another hour, but we got another 100%. Guest coming in.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. You can stick around if you want.
No.
Okay, fine. Hey, Lucy, thank you for coming on. Go and check out Lucy's Instagram and her social media, all that kind of stuff. Go and check out her businesses. We'll leave all the links below. You're a legend, dude.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Big old catch up.
Yeah, it was nice.
Enjoyed it?
I enjoyed it, yeah. I thought it was...
It was good.
Top dollar. She called you out a lot, which I liked.
Yeah.
Her superpower. She sees right
that
through...
That superpower is insane.
I see it. And I've
known... Do you?
Yeah, I've known... Because she has an interesting rapport, Lucy.
Yeah,
sure. There's something about her and the way she is and like the way she kind of responds that's got a certain power to it. And I think that, yeah, I'm aware of it. I see you, Watson. I see you and your powers.
I do agree with you. She's great. That was wicked. Luce, thanks for coming on, dude. We really appreciate it. Hey, listen, if you want to go check us out on YouTube, you can. TikTok, Instagram, all these things. Private podcast. Mm-hmm. Go and check it out. Also, if you want to be our private caller on the bonus episode, send us in some stories. Okay, big love. We'll see you next week.
Ciao for now.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.